So in our next segment, we're going to hear from Don Campbell, who has created the Aesthetic Audio Systems Program for healthcare facilities.
Don Campbell is a recognized authority on the transformational power of music in health and education. Don Campbell is a leading lecturer and consultant to healthcare organizations as well as corporations and parenting groups. He works with audiences of symphony orchestras on how music can affect learning, health, and other aspects of our lives. He is acoustic and musical director of Aesthetic Audio Systems, an innovative company that provides quality music to healthcare facilities. The author of 23 books, he has lectured in over 25 countries, including South Africa, Brazil, Poland, Ireland, India, Israel, and Japan. He has recently keynoted conferences for the American Music Research Center, the Symposium on Healthcare Design, Yale University, the Royal Dublin Society, the Society for Arts and Healthcare, and the International Teachers Association in Japan and South America. He serves on several national boards, including the Dallas Arts for People and the American Music Research Center at the University of Colorado. In 2006, he was honored as Signature Symphonium with an award for outstanding service to music and education from the Phi Mu Alpha Symphonia Fraternity. He has also been awarded Director Emeritus of the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra and now provides the pre-concert lecture series and directs the Super Listening Club. In Campbell's unique view, music is not only a rich and rewarding aesthetic experience, but an easily accessible bridge to a more creative, intelligent, healthy, and joy-filled life. His singular mission is to help return music to its central place in the modern world as a resource for growth, development, health, and celebration. His books include Music Physician for Times to Come, Rhythms of Learning, and the 1997 bestseller, The Mozart Effect. Campbell has also produced 16 albums, including the accompanying music for the Mozart Effect series for adults and children, which dominated the classical Billboard charts in 1998 and 1999. His newest book, Healing at the Speed of Sound, will be published in hardcover in the fall of 2011. Right now, I'd like to introduce to you Don Campbell. Don, welcome.
Well, thank you again and again and again. You know,
you've been busy.
I think that one of the most important things for all of us to do is not look at what we can do, but as what is yet to be done. And what has not happened in manifestation. Now, I don't mean dream about it, but I'm talking about what is that actualization that allows us to look at a new way to put music into our community. About 6.5 years ago, Annette Ridenour, the head of Aesthetics, an incredible company out of San Diego, California, that installs interior design throughout the world. Some of you may have been at Mercy Hospital for that wonderful HARP conference. Gee, Tina, that's been 10 years at least since we were there.
I know, but it has been, yeah.
Annette has installed over 450 hospitals in the United States alone.
Oh,
of the artwork, the spiritual intent, the beauty of color, and the manner in which people find their ways through a healthcare setting. And for many years, she said the one thing that is missing in the public spaces, we're not talking about directly with the patient, we're looking at the environment of the welcoming space or the lobby and the waiting rooms and where the staff work and where the staff relax, all of these things in the chapel, in the gardens, in the parking lot, it is missing sound that holds them and empowers the visitors, the family, and the staff. So about 6 years ago, we started Aesthetic Audio Systems. And, you know, being very smart, being full of wisdom, is not what it takes. I think one has to be the magnificent fool to dive into a whole area of what does it mean to create a 24/7 environment for 16 different places within a healthcare setting. The chapel, the emergency waiting room, the outpatient waiting room, the surgical waiting room. The outpatient is usually 30 minutes. The emergency goes up to an hour, hour and 15 generally. And the surgical waiting for the family can go anywhere from 3 hours to 15 hours. The staff in their refreshment room, the administration that is working, the chapel where people go to pray and relieve themselves. Some hospitals have gardens. All of these things. I have personally sorted through over 50,000 pieces of music. That sounds unimaginable. That doesn't mean I listened to everything from start to finish, but I worked with an incredible company called DMX and dozens and dozens and dozens of artists to create and design programs of classical, new age, jazz, romantic piano, contemporary classic, unbelievable vast, even children's playrooms, to find ways to bring people into the knowledge that we walk through different energies as we go through a healing environment. And so I'm going to play a tour for you through a hospital right now, and I'm going to do it through my sound system, but I also sent Tina a web where you can listen to it and turn up the sound, and it's pretty clear. It's called aestheticus.net walkthrough HTML. So AESTHETICAS, that stands for Aesthetic Audio Systems, .net, then do a slash, walk through. And I want to play for you walking through a hospital that I have designed here in Boulder County, Colorado, called the Good Samaritan, and give you a sense. And I hope the sound takes us a little bit through it. And if not, you can listen to it online. Taking a walk through a harmonic healthcare design. As we approach the outside of the Good Samaritan Exempla Healthcare Center in Lafayette, Colorado, you may notice that there are birds in the air. That in the distance you might hear a little bit of a piano. Well, these sounds are coming from the rocks. And the initial inspiration is to detract you from going into anything but a wonderful place. As we enter the doors into the lobby, we find a very different environment. As we enter the atrium, we'll find many people asking for information, having lunch, or shopping for flowers. Here we hear music that is lively and enjoyable.
Walking down the hall, just to the left, is a place for outpatients. Here they are waiting maybe 15, 30 minutes for an x-ray or for a short examination or test. They may not be aware of the music at all. It's just music in the background. But every 20 minutes, there's going to be a shift in the nature of music, a shift in the style, in the texture, in the energy in which they are experiencing waiting for healthcare. Just down the hall is the emergency room. It's a complex area. Some people have been there for a few minutes and some for many hours. Some people are waiting to be taken care of themselves and others are family, wondering what is happening in the other room. You'll notice that there's no sound coming from the television. It's closed captioned. You can still benefit from the beautiful sounds of the music in the background and have the choice of watching a television or not. The music is embracing and yet delicate. The music is enjoyable, but not in your face. There's never interruption by music or what's on television if you wish to have a conversation. But if you're very tired and you've been here a long time, the music can hold you. It can soothe you. In surgical waiting, upstairs, you will find people who are waiting sometimes from 4 to 6 to 12 hours. And the music becomes a ride. Every 20 to 30 minutes, the shape of the sound, from light jazz to light classic, from piano to harp. You'll find many textures that keep the power of passing time beautiful, inspiring, relaxing, and yet at the same time there is some stimulation, occasionally a little jazz piece, but music that allows the body, the brain, the heart to feel relaxed and inspired. Many times in hospitals, family and friends go to the chapel for deep renewal, for deep refreshment, for quiet, for inspiration. Aesthetic Audio System takes pride in this chapel program that brings music that is peaceful, that is prayerful, that is truly inspiring from some of the greatest artists throughout the world and some of the familiar tunes that give us a sense of peace and hope. Going up to another floor, we'll find a children's area. Maternity waiting is a different feeling. There's the sense of new life, new hope. And in this area, light and wonderful guitar, oboe music, some of the most charming Mozart pieces ever created will be found. And in some of our facilities, every time there is a newborn, a button is pushed. And listen, that familiar Brahms lullaby announces to everyone in the hospital that there is a new life. At Good Samaritan, the father gets to push that big magic button, and if they're twins, you hear a repeat of that great piece of music. Going back downstairs, you're going to find that there are people who work in the hospital, and they don't need the kind of relaxation that the guests, the visitors, and the patients need. The administration offices provides clear, direct, often classical music that allows them to focus and to feel invigorated at times of day that may become tiring. There's nothing like a little sonic caffeine in the middle of the afternoon, and even a little sonic sedative at times during overrushed times. All of these areas have different selected music, changing its pace, changing its texture, changing its melodic structure, so that the mind is refreshed and renewed and relaxed. It's as if a very phenomenal mosaic has been created for healthcare, whether it's a doctor's office or a hospital or a dentist's office. You can actually create a mosaic that inspires the administration, helps the staff, and at the same time relaxes the patients and their families. We have a special program for staff areas, and two or three times a day, there's some of the most wonderful popular music that comes on. There's not much vocal music anywhere in the aesthetic audio systems programs, because that takes our attention. We're not in the hospital to entertain you or to ask you to be in a concert hall, except perhaps in the chapel or a meditation room or in a special place designed just for listening. But in the staff areas, you can taste some world popular music that helps refresh the staff and gives them that little extra tune to keep in their mind as they serve for long hours patients, families, and their associates. We realize that the holiday season is very special, and that from December 1st to December 26th, many of the sections of the hospital play some of our favorite holiday music to make the systems of sound refreshing and festive, even special during the holiday season every year. As we move outside, in a very special hospital, in Wheaton, Illinois, Marion Joy Rehabilitation Center, we have provided special programs for their gardens so that the patient and the families and visitors can go outside and feel music as they have a picnic lunch. We have a very special walking labyrinth that patients and their families, even wheelchair accessible, can do a prayer walk or a meditation walk. We have very special music for this environment. It's even possible to design music for parking garages, something we call sonic wayfinding. Wouldn't it be nice to remember if you came into guitars, harp, or a little bossa nova music? Perhaps each floor can be designed for you, for your special populations, no matter what their backgrounds may be. Lastly, we invite you to look at Aesthetic Audio System as the most custom designed, refined way in which you can use sound to help direct people's mind, body, and hearts to be relaxed, to be amplified, and to receive the most harmonic healthcare possible.
So I hope you enjoyed that walk with me. All of these wonderful places. We now have over 50 hospitals. And if you look at your handouts, you'll see picture of the Good Samaritan Hospital here in Colorado and see how many different types of music are played at different times of the day.
That's wonderful, Don. That is a really wonderful presentation.
Well, I've been inspired to look at what has not yet been done, and that's what I assign to each of you. Look at what's not been done. Don't dive into it. Think about a year. Look at all the research. Look at all the dynamics. Where can we put sound, silence, relaxation, and joy in the world around us that's not there? And sometimes it's so loud, if we add music, it just becomes cluttered even more. There are hospital places where I will not put music because it's already so loud that it just adds drama to the trauma. And I ask each one of you to look at what has not yet been done. I don't think there's a magic prescription for every single environment or every single person. I think that is, we're far too interesting to look at one note and one tone and say it will do this or do that. We have to gain and gather with our ancients, with our lineage, with our society. In San Antonio, Texas, where my hometown, I have to use an enormous amount of good friends who are Mexican and Spanish to learn a whole different repertoire. Never be afraid to venture to listen and to integrate. And you'll be able to listen to a few of these examples online with Tina. I'm not going to take time to play them. I hope you were able to hear this. And if you want to know more about the hospital work, it's aestheticas.net. And we will talk about that in the new book as well, Healing at the Speed of Sound. All of you can contact me at mozarteffect.com. And if there's ever an opportunity to be in your neighborhood, let me know. My joy is to share it. And I am so privileged to have the opportunity to be with all of you in this way, and I hope to meet all of you in person again soon.
Thank you so much, Don. It's just wonderful having you online. I just want to mention that I'm always looking for my pioneers out there, the people who are enthusiastic and have the ability to go out and start the process of community music programs for hospitals and hospices. It takes a certain personality to do this, but as I've seen over the past 16 years, out of the 400 people in the program, we have so many people out there making a huge difference. And to all of you students that are just embarking on your studies right now, I already know there are handfuls of people out there who are going to take this far and wide. I'd just like to say that the International Harp Therapy Program, along with the National Standards Board for Therapeutic Musicians, with Aesthetic Audio Systems, with the American Music Therapy Association, along with the Music Thanatology Association International, and along with a lot of community volunteer groups, we are working together to bring the optimum experience of sound and music to the world around us and facilitate well-being in a variety of forms of music and sound and different modalities of deliverance. And as we go forth and we all unify with this to bring about this awareness, especially under a group that has formed called SAMA, the Sound and Music Alliance, where we can all work together in this unity to bring forth this awareness, I think our world is going to be a different place. And it takes the energy of all of us who believe in this to keep working on this endeavor. And Don, you have done so much for the field, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
It's just a privilege. And one thing I want to add at the very end here today is that 30 years ago, when I started this, I didn't start the field, but when I started it in my own life, the world looked at relaxation as a crazy thing, and that relaxation had anything to do with our health. We have come so far, so quickly, even though we feel like sometimes we're swimming in the mud of mediocrity, I must say we have come so far, so fast, and that with more people like yourselves out there going from the groans to the tones as we moan forward, it is happening, and we need every single person all the time.